You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
We are live from ESPN Studios in the Seaport District in New York City. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, and we are presented by Progressive Insurance. How are we doing, everybody? Bart Scott?
Bad move.
Busy morning for you. You were in Florham Park, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
And some news out of Florham Park as well just a few minutes ago. But
They told me second. They told y'all first. I found out second.
Seriously?
No, I'm just playing.
You always find out first.
But I mean, I told you, I got the sense when I interviewed Joe Flacco that was going to be the case.
You talked to Joe Flacco when?
Monday.
Monday.
Yep. So Monday I talked to Flacco, and he made it feel like, you know, he's commuting from Jersey, you know what I'm saying, with the fam. You know, he's, you know, staying close. But, you know, he's from Delaware. He's from the Jersey area, so he still has his home there.
South Jersey.
South Jersey. So, you know, he's commuting a little bit from there.
Yeah.
And making it work like guys later in their career don't want to uproot the family. And then
explain that to people around the country now, because when you say Jersey, they're like, what do you mean? Jersey, it's New York. It's the same thing.
Yeah, he's like, but Jersey's Cherry Hill. Yeah, it goes all the way down to Philadelphia, right, which is almost an hour and some change away. He's down there where he's from, the house that he decided to live in, I believe, you know, with the family. He doesn't want to uproot the family. But, you know, I think it was a no-brainer. You know, you talk about maybe playing an exotic defense, a defense where you're going to have to get the ball out of your
hands.
Hang
on. Before you do the analysis, because ESPN Plus jumped ahead of us, we didn't get to the news, which is Joe Flacco was named the starter for the Jets for not just week one, but for the first at least, what, three games, right? Because
he put him on IR?
As you saw, there was just a tweet there from was it Brian Costello of the New York Post, I believe, right? It said that the earliest Zach Wilson will be available, right? That's Costello from the Post. Will be week four against the Steelers. They are erring on the side of caution, which is what you wanted, and they do have a capable backup and a veteran like Joe Flacco, takes the reins week one against the Ravens.
Yeah, Mike White will back him up, but also what an opportunity for Flacco. Like I said, I talked to Flacco, and he was a little disappointed. I said, at this point, Joe Flacco, at the end of the day, like he's something like 10-5 or something in the playoffs. You know, he has a Super Bowl MVP. Not too many people can say that.
Right.
Really, you got paid. Why are you still playing? Like, and what motivates Joe Flacco is the fact that when he had a second opportunity to get a start in Denver, he had the neck surgery. So he feels like he feels like he has a lot of good football left in him. And now with Zach Wilson being ruled out maybe for the first four games, this gives him an opportunity to kind of show people, hey, I'm only 37 years old as well. Like, I know not all 37-year-olds are created equally, but if you can provide me the same type of protection and the style of play that Indianapolis provides for Matt Ryan, I can still be an upper echelon quarterback in this league. You know, and I think he believes that, and I think that's what's motivating him. And you talk about having four games. You know, maybe if he does well in these games, let's say they're 2-2, 3-1, you look at the Jets, if they really believe in Mike White and what he did last year, kind of capturing, you know, us when he had a good game against the Bengals, and we know that team was playing well, maybe you have a decision on your hands to maybe use one of those guys as an asset later in the season if you're confident that Zach Wilson's going to come back, you're confident that your number three can be a number two, and then you say, hey, maybe I move Flacco for a fifth-round draft pick, something we can package, and you want to acquire as many assets as you can, and you still want to give Joe Flacco the opportunity, because if you're trading him, you're trading him because a team lost a starter and they need somebody that they believe in.
The Jimmy G factor.
Just to hold the fort. And, you know, it'll be Jimmy G maybe still out there, and somebody's trying to do that as well. But Joe Flacco, if he shows that he can play at a high level, who's to say that a team that's, you know, veteran-ridden, high expectations, they just need a quarterback not to screw it up, might take a shot at him.
Right, and that's obviously the first thing that has to happen is for Zach Wilson to get healthy, to play, and play well enough for you to believe that, okay, we don't need that insurance policy that is Joe Flacco. Last year at this time, they didn't have a veteran backup, if you remember.
Right. Mike White.
That the room was a lot of inexperience, and that was something that was a concern. But at least in these first couple of games, as Zach Wilson is, you know, the number two overall pick in the draft last year.
Right.
As he is rehabbing his way, and they are taking it slow, which they should. Right? They should.
Too young to mess it up.
Absolutely. But he can also, once again, like he did last year, watch.
Right.
Watch a vet. Watch how he handles things. Watch how he can just be there on the sidelines and watch. And then when his time is here, that he can step in and understand that I don't have to do it all in one shot. It just feels like Zach Wilson, every time he takes the field, he's just trying to do it all, like prove himself worthy of being number two pick. Whatever it is, it's like, man, just take your time.
Lean on guys that are proven in this league.
Yeah.
Lean on the guys. And listen, they surround him with playmakers. Whether you want to talk about Langton Tomlinson or you want to talk about Vera Tucker, you know that the interior of the line is complete. If Brown can still be a good to above average left tackle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, George Fant had a breakout last year, but he was really somebody that really, I think, flourishes in this system on the left side. I think really, you know, he fits this system a lot better than Becton. And what we're going to see happen in New England is what we saw happen with Becton. When you think about Isaiah Wynn, when you think about Trent Brown, who are massive guys pushing 330, 340, they're not really used to or
moving
like running sideways.
Right.
And that's why we think that, you know, me and Jeff Saturday yesterday were believing. Did they say Jeff Saturday? Oh, yeah, it is Jeff Saturday. Mm-hmm. I was about to say Sunday.
It wasn't Friday.
Yeah. You know, that's what
Jeff Saturday on Tuesday.
Yeah, that's what I think of. You know, that's why, you know, Jeff Saturday was saying, hey, you expect this team to struggle because they're changing their identity. And so did the Jets last year. Mm-hmm. I think now they have the personnel
that fits
that
the identity.
That can fit the identity and be able to fit the running scheme.
All right. No, it's an interesting thing that's going on there. And obviously the stories, quarterback stories for both sides in that game, because it's Lamar Jackson. He'll be stepping on the field more than likely without a contract extension. So this is a very interesting game on all those levels. The former Raven quarterback in Joe Flacco, the guy that still has something left in the tank, sort of doing a little bit of this Vinny Testaverde, I still got something and I'm going to prove it, while the Jets have a young quarterback waiting in the wings. And then there's Lamar Jackson, who took over for Flacco, who is... Yeah. Is he the quarterback of the present for the Ravens? Yeah. Yes. Is he the quarterback of the future? That remains to be seen contractually.
Every time he takes the field, you're going to cringe. Please, keep him healthy, God. Please.
You heard what Jeff Saturday said to us yesterday, right? Yeah. How that is, it's like you're doing everything you can to keep him upright because you just know how important it is, not just to him.
He's earned it, man.
But also to the franchise.
He hasn't been a diva. He hasn't forced the contract.
I agree.
At what Kyler Murray did. He won the MVP early, and we watched Josh Allen just get paid before him, and he had accomplished some playoff wins and an MVP, and he hasn't said a peep.
All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, by the way, of course, is the number to be part of Barton Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. We certainly can take calls on this. Flacco's the right decision. Don't rush Zach Wilson. That's really the right decision for the Jets. But, you know, there's a lot to talk about when it comes to the first week of the NFL season.
Yeah.
So much. And in fact, there's a lot of questions that we have about what do we expect? What are we going to see? Everybody's making prognostications.
Yep.
Tripped over that. I didn't have my mantra yet.
Yeah, that's what
But we know what? We have one place, one resource that we turn to when we need answers about what is going to happen in the future. And that place we go is Barstradamus. Now, we have a new twist on Barstradamus this coming season. We're going to try something today, and we're going to see if it works. And what we're going to do is we're going to have Barstradamus, much like Madam Cleo and others.
Call me now!
Yes! Take calls! You need answers about the future of your team. What's going to happen for your team or your favorite player? Barstradamus is here to answer your questions. So now it's, you know, anybody that thinks this is scripted, oh, you give Barstradamus the answers, he knows the questions ahead of time. You call in, and now it becomes your question. He'll know what you're going to ask. He might not even know who you are and where you're from, and he'll be able to figure that out too. We're not going to tell him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to do that at 1 o'clock. So we just want everybody to be ready. You can jump on the calls. Get the phone lines packed up as they do early, usually in this show.
Yeah.
And when we get to 1 o'clock, we'll keep reminding you. We'll let you know exactly when to call, and you can get in on the action, and you yourself can speak to Bart Stradamus. But in the meantime, of
course. Call me now. Yes.
But there's tomorrow night, there's a game. Tomorrow night, there's also for you and I, our first ever. Like, we've never done an event, right? We've never done a public appearance.
Yeah, no, no.
It's the first time that we are taking the show
Hercules.
I'm kind of excited.
I saw Fat Thor, too, today when I was over at the Jeff facility.
Fat Thor.
Nick Mango.
I didn't know that.
He's going to be there.
Nick Mango is going to be part of it tomorrow.
Right.
Dan Marino. Laces out, Dan.
Thunder Dan.
He'll be with us tomorrow as well. Adam Schefter is going to come hustling up from Seaport.
They get Adam out in the streets?
Yeah, he's going to give us the very latest on everything, what you need to know in the NFL. He's got all the scoops.
Can we give him that?
Absolutely. We should give him that.
He just started going through it. He's going, okay.
Yeah, take us around the league. What do you got, Schefter? Yeah, I love that. The Schefter Shuffle.
Ah.
That's what we'll call it. We'll play the music and he'll just go. Like, we'll just sit back.
Yeah.
And just bask in the glory that is Adam Schefter.
He can give us like one I love it. Minute 20. 12.
If you're in the New York area, especially actually Manhattan, it's going to be Times Square at a place called Margaritaville. I'm sure people have heard it.
Self-explanatory.
And we're going to be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. I believe there's a pool. Yeah, yeah. Lactavius is nodding his head. There's a pool.
Lactavius, are you going to be in a...
Lactavius is going to wear
a Michael
Speedo.
Phelps. He's going to wear a Michael Phelps.
Yeah.
We just call it Michael Phelps. We don't want to scare the
children.
And
we're going to have him do like all kinds of dives and cannonballs and stuff, right?
I'm going to have the cap on, too.
Ah, nice.
You got to have the swim cap.
With the goggles.
With goggles, swim cap, Speedo. And then on command, we're going to be like, we're going to tell him, Triple Lindy, go. Like, we're just going to yell out different types of dives, and you have to do them.
I want him with the scuba shoes and a rubber ducky.
Oh, he'll be Scuba Steve?
Yeah, you want him as Scuba Steve.
That's even better. One way or another. There's a pool there. There's cabanas. It's a great spot, and we're going to have a lot of fun. Bart already promised it's going to be a beautiful day. We're going to be out, so if you want to hang out with us, that's exactly what you want to do. If you're in the New York City area, come hang out with us. You know we start at noon, so it's a perfect lunch, and you just make that excuse.
Yeah.
I need a mental health day today, boss.
Yes.
Right? I need a mental health day today, and then you just come hang out with us.
I need a couple hours.
Will we have any swag to give away? I mean, we got to have it. Like, we have all these shirts and mugs
and stuff. That's on them to get provided.
Somebody's got to have some swag. All right. Meanwhile, we've got other things to get to, including the betting favorite to win the Super Bowl. Vegas has spoken. The team that everyone believes is going to win it all. And we want to ask you, the callers, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, if you will put your money down on this team. We'll tell you who it is after I tell you about LinkedIn Jobs. So as you gear up for fall, you need the right people on your team to help your small business fire on all cylinders. LinkedIn Jobs is here to make it easier to find the people you want to talk to faster and for free. Create a job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 810 million people. My God. Then add your job and the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you're hiring so your network can help you find the right people to hire. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/Bart. That's LinkedIn.com/Bart to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Footprints.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. What's hilarious is that the phone lines are jammed. They're ready to talk to Bart Stradamus.
Already?
Yeah, we met, like, I said, we're going to do this at 1 o'clock.
Bart Stradamus, yes? Are you ready? The people's want you now, man. They're coming hot and heavy. They want to know the future.
I mean, Stosh, do we call an audible here? I think we got to call an audible because already people are lining up to talk to Bart Stradamus.
We give the people what they want.
This is
like Burger King, man. You get it your way.
I did tease something.
Okay, pay the tease off.
Pay the tease off and then get back to it?
You have to pay the tease off. We can't waste a good tease by you, Alan.
I don't know how good of a tease was, but okay.
It was a cliffhanger.
So, the team that is the outright betting favorite.
Yes.
Let's just, Bart Stradamus, you'll have to wait. The team that is the outright betting favorite.
Yep.
To win the Super Bowl.
Did I mention them yesterday?
For the first time, we're talking about 30 years.
You talk about pain. Do they have a mafia behind them?
They allegedly do.
Do they have a?
There is a family.
A luchador libre. Do they got some Rey Mysterio fans?
They might. Mm. Can you guess? Do you like wings?
Are they connected to?
Let's just say
Canada.
When was the last time New York team? Yeah.
Are they near Niagara Falls?
Was a
Falls?
Super Bowl favorite?
Are they near Niagara Falls?
Yeah, give it away.
Yeah, we're gonna go with the Josh Allen later.
Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo Millers.
Yes, once of course slighted by Ice Cube.
Yeah,
remember? And I won't choke like the Buffalo Bills, right?
Man, four in a row.
Like you know, now we'll see if that doesn't happen, and they finally come through. They are listed by Caesars Sportsbook at plus 600 as they head into tomorrow night's season opener against the defending champs, the Rams.
They should be favored in that game. I think they have more depth. I mean, it's just tough, man. I'm concerned with Matthew Stafford and that elbow. I mean, I just don't know. I mean, I know Allen Robinson.
About durability?
I know Allen Robinson is a beast. Higbee's a beast. Cam Akers is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know if this offensive line is – you know, as good as it's been without Whitworth.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, what happens is everybody's full over there in Los Angeles, man. They've been getting pat on the back, hang with LeBrick James, going to different events, probably at the Chinese theater, getting
it's
all kind
like
of
that,
getting
right?
pat
like,
on the back. Yeah, just think. Like you
Stafford
got
for doing commercials about, you know,
going home. You got the Chargers sitting right there and they probably feel like the little brothers. You talk about with the type of pressure that they probably feel being in the same, you know, because at first they had the fan base. Right, nobody was going to any games, but people were supporting the Chargers more because they had came from closer. They had transferred from San Diego.
I didn't even think anybody was going to see them play.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, but it was better because they were better earlier.
All right,
you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it is. They are the favorite, and all I simply ask is this: is like, you know, they're the favorite. Do you believe in them as the favorite, the Buffalo Bills?
Mm.
You putting your money down if you want a sure bet on the Buffalo
right
Bills?
Now.
You're a sure bet. Are you putting your money down on the Bills? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. How about you? Is that your sure bet? I know you said you think that they have a chance to win the Super Bowl, but are they your sure bet?
Well, my sure bet is the New Orleans Saints. That's you know, you can write that down, clip that. You can take that right now if you want to go to any of one of these betting sites, whatever you want to go to. Just go ahead and say, you know what? I'm going for Jameis Winston, Michael Thomas, and I'm going for the Saints. Put it down right now before the rates go up.
Yeah, you're 100% believing in them, aren't you?
Yeah.
I mean, I mean
the Bengals should have something to say about it. I mean, they have five new offensive linemen. That was their only Achilles heel.
Should have something to say about it. Yes.
I mean, what don't the Bengals have?
So I'm trying to look through here and just to get. All right, so the Bucs are the second overall Super Bowl favorite according to all the books.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
They must know Gronk's coming back.
Plus 750. Interesting.
Huh.
Third,
if you had to guess third, I probably would say it's the Rams to repeat. It's probably something like that.
Who do you? All right, how about this? Who do you think as I'm looking at this. No, that's not it.
The Ravens are probably 10th. Yeah. Top 10.
You know what? I got to be honest with you. I'm not like taking shots at our, you know, website, but it would have been a good idea to probably list.
Yeah.
That'd have been nice.
Yeah.
Not there. I thought we were going to have, because I was going to ask you, who do you think has the longest? Oh, there they are. Okay. Now I found them. All right. So, Bucks, Rams are third, yep. Plus 1,100.
Probably the Bengals.
Tied with the Chiefs.
Okay, then the Bengals are nope. Got to be in it. What, the Bengals aren't top five?
The Cincinnati Bengals are not top 10.
Are you serious? Hold up. They
right. So Rams and Chiefs are tied for third, plus 1,100. You have the Chiefs not even making the playoffs as of yesterday.
Yes.
Packers at 1,200, okay, plus 1,200. After the Packers.
I love the Packers, man.
Throw me another name.
Oh, well, it's definitely the Chargers.
Chargers yeah, for plus 1,400. 49ers. Plus 1,600. They are tied with an AFC team at plus 1,600. Can you name the AFC team they'd be tied with at plus 1,600?
Yeah, who are you talking about? You talking about the 49ers?
Yeah, who are they tied with at plus 1,600 odds to win the Super Bowl?
Probably the Ravens.
Nope.
AFC West, so it's
but you're close. The Ravens are right after this team at plus 1,800. But
the Bengals?
The Bengals, no.
Wow, people believing in Denver like that?
The Denver Broncos, that's right. Now, this one's huge. After the Ravens at 1,800, the Bengals are tied with an NFC team at plus 2,000.
It better not be.
We'll leave it right there if you can name that NFC team.
You want me too?
Yeah.
Oh, it's probably the Saints.
No. No. I don't see the Saints.
The Saints aren't, people aren't believing? The
Saints are actually tied with the Patriots.
And, bad. That's
and
bad
below
business.
Teams wow. Like the Browns, Cardinals, Titans, and Dolphins.
You better not say the Cowboys.
It's the Cowboys.
Stop it, man. That's the Jerry Jones effect, man. The Cowboys ain't even picked to win a division.
We won't
the
Eagles one are, plus one equals three.
The Eagles are just got picked to beat them.
I'm just saying.
That's crazy.
I'm just saying. All right. That's where the odds are.
Did
again,
they get it right?
Just
I'm telling you. I put it, so that means right, so I can short, get a good bet on the Saints. So I can get it right now.
There's one team, only one team at the very bottom. Plus, what is it, 30,000? Very bottom of the list.
I wonder if our Carlos could pick it up.
Who is it?
Well, it's got to be like people that think it's probably the Chicago Bears.
Nope. The Bears are plus 15,000. They are just below Jacksonville and tied with the Jets.
Hold up, the Jets have the longest
no,
odds?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
No.
That's what I was about to say.
Okay. No, there's still three teams under the Jets.
The Texans?
The Houston Texans have the worst, yeah, okay. The lowest odds. Longest odds.
I like Davis Mills, man. Like, that was a scrappy team last year. Won five games.
Yeah. Vegas doesn't believe in Seattle, Atlanta, or Houston. Belief in those three teams whatsoever.
Geno Smith was named the starter. He knows the job that he's expected to do.
All right. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your – oh, they got you on ESPN Plus, by the way. Although that's, you're eating
yeah,
clean.
Yeah, exactly.
You are eating
exactly.
Clean. Yeah. Healthy Bart Scott. Stand keeps your policy mix. Within reach with our easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com. All right. You wanted it sooner rather than later. You didn't want to wait for it. So, coming up next, Bart Stradamus answers your questions. Again, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That is next. Bart Hahn, ESPN Radio.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Green Day, well-timed. I was just seeing a little video on ESPN Plus about Derek Carr and his relationship with Devontae Adams. And every time you look at Derek Carr, you feel like he's just got like some makeup on. Like right?
Eyeliner.
A little bit of eyeliner.
Like he had extra in a pirate movie or
right.
something.
Right. Or he's like in Green Day. Like Billy Joe and he like could pretty much, they have like the same thing. Although Billy Joe, I think, puts that on his eyes. Whereas Derek Carr, it's just, maybe it's natural.
Allegedly.
Maybe it's Maybelline. Disney Plus Day is coming on September 8th. It's a day of celebration, surprises, and exclusive premieres from Disney, Pixar, Star Wars, Marvel, National Geographic, and The Simpsons. Plus, don't miss other new favorites. Nothing's bigger, nothing's better, nothing beats Disney Plus Day. All these and more streaming tomorrow, September 8th. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So we've got Bart and Han Nation. And Bart, you're going to have to step aside, give up your chair, because this is what the people want today. Bart Stradamus taking calls and predicting futures and questions, answering questions from our fans. In comes Bart Stradamus. We go to the Dr. Pepper call-in line. And our first call, let's go to line two. I'm not telling you who this is or where they're from. Can you tell us, can you figure out who we're talking to?
Let me get my antennas correct. Call me now. Oh, yes. Line two.
Line two.
Hello.
You can't see yet? Are you having trouble seeing?
Yes. My eyes are cloudy.
We go south.
Oh, south of the Mason-Dixon.
Where there are three NFL teams.
Oh.
And the Patriots have already gone down, in fact, as well.
South.
Yes, Cairo.
South is in, Beach.
Is in Florida.
Oh, yes.
That did not work out well. Cairo, do you have a question for Bart Stradamus?
Cairo.
This is working out.
Unmute me. Yes.
No, this is fantastic. So we move on. We go to Charlotte.
Yeah.
We talk to Amir, who hit us up on the Dr. Pepper call online. Amir.
All right. So first of all, I just want to say this. Bart, I love you. Can't wait. I mean, all right. Now, am I crazy, Bart Stradamus, for thinking that the Eagles could possibly go to the Super Bowl? I'm not saying we're going to win it, but I think we got an amazing roster. I'm a diehard Eagles fan. I seen Nick Foles, a backup quarterback, winning. So who's to say Jalen Hurts can't possibly get us there? That's all I got. Thank you.
Oh, one of the most complete in all the NFL. Oh, yes. A.J. Brown makes him a contender. Jalen Hurts. Will he be Wally Pipped again? Oh, no. As Jalen Hurts holds off the class of 2023, they won't use the two first rounds to replace him, but enhance him. As all he takes control as the CEO of the Eagles.
So he finally finds a home.
He finally finds a home.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's continue. We've got more people. Bart and Han Nation. We have Travis in Virginia hitting us up on the Dr. Pepper call online. Travis.
Hi. Yes. Thanks for taking my call. One, I'm a Cowboys fan. Do you think Dak Prescott's going to be outed and finally everyone's going to see that he's overrated this year? And number two, I didn't hear you say anything about Pinocchio for Disney Day. How do you feel about Pinocchio coming out?
Wow.
Oh. Hmm. Another iteration of a super sensation.
I feel like Tom Hanks is in everything.
Oh, yes. I love it.
Okay.
I'm excited.
You're looking forward to it.
Oh, yes.
Of course. Now, what about him saying, as a Cowboys fan, Dak Prescott being exposed? Was he talking about, like...
If not Dak, then who? Oh, you have to blame the powers to be for not foreseeing Tyron Smith and his recent struggles as a sign, a glimpse of the future. It was time to rebuild the once fortified offensive line that was in Dallas. Oh, you can do so much worse than Dak. Oh, you can do so much worse than Dan Quinn. But Mike McCarthy will pay the price ultimately in the end. Oh, yes!
Okay, we continue.
So it is said.
So I guess it shall be.
Oh, so it shall be.
Okay, next we go to New Mexico, where James would like to ask Barstradamus a question. James?
Hey, what's up? Love the show, guys. Barstradamus, how well do you think Russell Wilson is going to do this year with Denver? How far of a playoff run we're making? Broncos country, let's ride.
Let's ride.
Oh, Russell Cook! As they compete in a division, oh, I see a wild card in their future. Oh, Russ will have him in position. Oh, but ultimately, they shall fall in the divisional round. Oh, yes. Against the Baltimore Ravens.
So shocked that you would say that.
Oh, yes. Okay. A matchup of two mobile quarterbacks. And both shall get the bag.
So I think this is working out. Barstradamus is finally getting into a rhythm. We'll get more from Barstradamus, more questions from you coming up.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So Vegas has the Buffalo Bills, who open the season tomorrow against the defending champion, L.A. Rams. That's tomorrow night. Vegas says that Buffalo Bills are the odds-on favorite to win the Super Bowl. And the simple question is, you putting your money on them? Are they your, is that your, you know, that's the easy sure money
bet.
Pick?
Yeah.
That's the sure bet? Or do you have another team? Mike in Ohio has other ideas. Go ahead, Mike.
Listen, I got Burrow with the Bengals, or I got Brady with the Bucks. Man, everybody got high hopes for them Bills. They about to be let down. They're going to lose some money.
You're saying the favorite.
You're not believing
never,
them.
You're saying the favorite almost never wins.
Nah.
Right? So who you got?
He said the Bengals or the Bucks.
Bengals or the Bucks.
But I'm a roll with my Bengals though. Burrow, he gonna win one. Higgins, you know, rest in peace to his father. I think he's gonna have a huge year too.
I wonder with the and it's Bengals aren't a terrible pick. Although again, when I looked at the
it's always
the
hard
numbers,
to get it back twice. It's hard to get back to the Super Bowl two times.
That's why, like, it's almost like do they come back and win it this year, or is this sort of like losing the
reset,
playoffs
reset year,
and then year three you sort of make that push? I don't know.
I mean, because the Ravens
right
were
now the Bengals again plus 2,000, which Vegas has them just like right there with the Cowboys.
Yeah,
so
that's not a ringing endorsement. They won a lot of close games last year. Like in the last seconds of the game.
There's 10 teams ahead of them.
Yeah.
According to, well, if you count the Cowboys, they're really 10. You know.
I mean, I would bet that if that's the case, if I can get some good eyes on the Bengals right now, I would take that bet because I think they should be more like top five.
Eagles are plus 2,500 with the Colts, you know? Like, I'm looking at ones that, like, if you want to make a buck, like, I'm looking at Eagles or Colts.
Yeah. I'm telling you, my Saints.
Cleveland's 3,500. The Browns?
I'm telling you, my Saints believe in it.
Yeah, the Saints are way down the list here. The Saints are at plus 4,000. Like that again. You want to put some money down and make some money? The Saints could be. I mean,
don't have a hard path.
Patriots, Saints, Vikings, all plus 4,000.
Yeah,
like all like in the same category. Like I mean, I don't see that.
You look in the NFC. Like what team can't the Saints beat? They routinely beat Tampa, so mm-hmm. we're not worried about it.
Regular season,
Tampa.
Anyway.
Last year, they beat the brakes off Green Bay week one.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and they gotten better just like everybody else has gotten better, but a lot of teams
it's
in
all about
NFC
Jameis,
has gotten
man.
Worse.
It's all about Jameis. That's really what it is all about, right? That's the part that you have to watch is what is he going to be, and there's no Sean Payton there either. So who's your money on? We'll take more calls in 10 seconds.
Bart and Hahn.
Again? They want more?
Well, we have just this is what we have, and we're going to try to do this each week. Bartradamus answering your calls rather than just making random predictions. People have questions about their teams. They want to know things.
Specific
to them. Again, this is what seers like you are supposed to do. Madam Cleo answers your calls and helps you through, you know, I need to know what's the right decision. So fans want to know about their teams. They're calling in like crazy to talk to Bartradamus. So we will continue this. Again, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, of course. So I feel like Bartradamus is now in a rhythm. Let's try to see if you can get if I just I'm just going to call out a phone line and see if you can name the person and where they're from. I'm going to go to line four. What do you see in line four, Bart?
Oh, the great state where my friend the Brickasaw Ferguson played.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, welcome, Virginia.
You might want to speed this up.
Welcome to the show.
Right, but who?
What can Bartradamus
do
for you?
Who in Virginia, though?
Oh, Greg.
Mm.
Not Greg Lloyd, but maybe a distant cousin.
So Greg in Virginia. Are you with us, Greg?
Yes, sir. How you guys doing?
We're fine. It took a minute to get to you, but okay. Go ahead.
All right, before my question, I just got one comment. Bart, I think the world is being cheated by not seeing you as a DC. I just want to throw that out there.
Defensive coordinator.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to see.
We all agree.
Okay, for fantasy purposes, give me two sleepers at wide receiver and running back, and who do you think will be the top five defenses this year?
Oh.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
Wide receiver, running back, sleepers, and top five defenses?
Let me start. Oh, with the defense. Top five in no particular order. Oh, you have to go with those pesky Bengals, those jungle cats. Oh, with that potent offense. All they will have to do is close the show. Yes. Yes, indeed. Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Von Miller, the closer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. I love them as well. Oh. Who dat? Who day? I don't know.
Your favorite team.
Oh, yes. The Saints. Marcus May. Honey Badger. Oh, yes. Lock it down.
Okay. How about a wide receiver real quick? A sleeper.
Oh, wide receiver. Cortland Sutton. If Russ is going to cook, he's going to be, oh, such a main ingredient. The moon ball is back. Oh, not just Sierra has the goodies, but oh, Russell Wilson shall have the goodies as the offenses fly high. Oh.
All right.
Let's ride.
Let's get some more calls in here. Go to South Carolina. We got BJ wants to ask you about a team that you should know pretty well. Go ahead, BJ.
Yes, sir. My Detroit Lions. Are we going to be biting kneecaps this year? We're going to be getting ours bitten again. I've been rooting for them for 40 years and one playoff win and one defeated season.
Oh, you're going to get knocked down. But not as much as in the past. Oh, Aiden Hutchinson. Oh, this team is trending in the right direction. Oh, Penei Sewell was the player to get last year. Oh, yes, St. Brown. When he's finally paired up with T.J. Hockenson, DeAndre Swift, and eventually Williams. Oh, yes, the run and shoot days shall be back as the Lions harnesses the inner Wayne Fonts. Oh, yes, the days of Brett Perriman, Johnny Morton, oh, and Herman Moore, the most electric offense in the near future in the NFL. shall provide so preside in the Motor City.
Okay. Oh, so you're saying.
So it is said.
Oh, wow.
So it shall be.
You're going there with that. Okay. So you're locking it in. Detroit, not yet, but getting there. Mark in Pennsylvania wants to talk to Bart Shadamas. We have a minute.
I do. Lineman. Hall of Fame or not Hall of Fame? Mitchell Schwartz.
Oh.
Hmm.
Oh, wow.
I have three more.
That's borderline.
Will he be a Hall of Famer?
Mitchell Schwartz is right there. But if it's any indication from Alan Faneca, Steve Hutchison, those guys have to get in line twice. And I think in the end of the day, he'll be held out because of the likes of Jason Peters. Oh, and Andre Whitworth, he's not a Hall of Famer. A Hall of very, very good.
Coming up, we'll keep your calls with Bart Shadamas, but also we go around the sports world and hear the latest in audio.
Bart and Han.